Oh, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Ralph.
Just 1 second. Hang on there. Okay, there we go. Fine. So we want to carry on understanding the Tachlis of Yisurim. We're in Perek Gimel. And we're going to start on Reish Nun base. We finished off there yesterday. We're going to go to Reish Nun Dalet. Sorry. Yesterday we started Reish Nun Gimel. Today we're on Reish Nun Dalet, for those that are still following in the Sefer. Yesterday we introduced a new dimension, very important dimension, and that is the dimension of Tchias HaMeisim. That the Imunah in Tchias HaMeisim is what rounds off our ability to withstand the Yisurim. Because we know that there's a payday, we know there's a place, we know that we're going somewhere, we know that we have a destination. Once you have a destination, so then the journey, not that it's less important, the journey is critically important, but the journey is easier to withstand when it's difficult, because you know you're going somewhere and you know that there's a payday at the end of the day, you know that it's worth it. So that's why the Imunah in Tchias HaMeisim becomes critically important in this sugya. That's what we spoke about yesterday. Okay, today we're going to take the next step. Adam achay b'libay pnimei zadvarim alalu lo ilam yoga ilo yagish es atzmei b'ducha miyushu mistukal. Person who lives with this understanding that we've been speaking about understands and has a sense that he never finds himself depressed, feeling hopeless, feeling abandoned. Sharei yiye mitzavo yashe yiye b'ruchnis u'b'gashmias. And that's very important, we'll see now. He doesn't ever get miserable and depressed. Why? Because at the end of the day, he understands, no matter what his situation it is, whether it's in Ruchnius or Gashmius, it's important to introduce the Ruchnius here as well. Many of us can be Samach Bechelkoi in our Gashmius. We don't know that you have to be Samach Bechelkoi in your Ruchnius as well. We'll see what that means. We've spoken about it before, but it becomes more relevant here. Because day to day he's alive, and this is what he has to think. This is the work. Even for me right now, in the situation that I'm in, the particular situation that I'm in, enough already. I can't carry on. It's very difficult, right? You think about a guy who's mamash rock bottom. Fine. He says, "Aval Hakadosh Baruch Hu tzricho tichay, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu needs me alive." In Achinami, right now, for me, things are really bad. Things are dark. Things are miserable. Things are not. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu needs me alive. Horai, I'm alive. Harei hu ze ashehirzi es nishmosi legufei hayom b'boker. When you woke up this morning, what happened? Hakadosh Baruch Hu put your neshama back in your body. Who am a shamre bekirbi? We came before she is material chayel matirot she'ini musugel besichli adalavin oto. That there's a purpose to my life, even though my limited perspective, my limited tzechel, can't understand why. I don't see any point. I don't see. I'm talking about someone's mamash hit the bottom. The worst case scenario. Yeah, he's mamash miserable, suicidal, depressed. But if a person's living with the tools we've been picking up here, he understands that Hakadosh Baruch Hu needs him alive. Otherwise, why did he put his neshama back inside of him? And that's how we start off the day. Elokai neshama shenasata b'tahirihi. Where's this neshama, this life force that I have in me, where's it come from? From Elokai, singular, my God, my person, not Elokeinu. Yeah, just because you're part of Klal Yisrael, so you'll put up with me. No. Personal God. The neshama that you put inside of me is tahor. Ataberosa, tayetzota, atanafachta bi. You created the yeshmiayin. You formed it so that it would be specifically matim for me. Atanafachta bi. You put it into me. Va'atam eshamri bekirbi. Why is your neshama still in your goof? Because Hashem is keeping your neshama in your goof. V'kachu choyshev. And a person has to think. If Hashem put inside of me a neshama, tohira, that's carved out from under the kisei hakavod, chelek elokai mimal, v'atam hasham rebekibe, you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're the one that's keeping inside of me. You're guarding it to make sure that everything's working properly. Then there's a purpose. Then Hashem has some purpose. He has some understanding that it's good for you to be alive. I don't understand that. I don't see any purpose in my life at the moment. But I know in the future you're going to take it from me. And you're going to give it back to me at Chiyas HaMeisim. Kloima, I recognize that the Ikar life is not this temporary world. This world's important. Don't get that wrong. This world's critically important because this world is Olam Haba. Without this world, there is no Olam Haba. This world is Olam Haba. This is where Olam Haba happens. This is where it gets created. This is where it gets put into place. This is everything you're doing in this world is Olam Haba. But the Ikar life is after Chiyas HaMeisim. Therefore, I know, I trust Hashem is creating me the best possible life that He can create for me. Amarzi neshom es livgori meisim lemarot shela eis ata ani nechshav kapige meis ve'einu moitze tam b'chai. Even though right now I'm too broken, I'm finished, I mamish feel there's no reason to carry on. Chas v'chalila. Mikol mokom yoda ani ki lo eilu heim achai manitzchim. I know that this is not eternal existence. No matter how much the Western world tries to convince you that this is Olam Haba, and then everything has to be perfect, and you have to have this, and you have to have this, and you have to have that, and you can't survive without this, and that, and the other. We know that this is not Olam Haba. This is not eternal existence. This is the preparation. This is the antechamber. Now, we all know this. There's not one person here that would say to me, nah, how do you know? Mi'oma, that this is not the Ikka world. This is the Ikka world. No, nobody would say that. We all know that. Everybody here. Anybody here want to tell me that they don't know that, that it's not kosher to them, that this world is a pruzdor, and that this is just achana, and the real world is Olam Haba? We haven't internalized it. What we just learned now, what we just said now, the words we said now, they have to become part of us. It's not enough that they just heard them once and then ask words, and yeah, I know that, that's for sure. And the next time I'm upset, for sure, I'm going to be good. No, that's not so simple. Not so simple. It's work, and it has to be repeated, and it has to be said over with the slivers in a correct simcha. You have to internalize it. The Lord's not poshut. Where's the time to work on this? Is when you make this brocha. Usually we say it early in the morning. We whip through it without even thinking about it while we're making coffee because we're late for davening. Or if you say it in davening, you're busy putting on tefillin and the chazan's already and then baruch hu. No. This brocha has to be worked on and prepared and looked at and learned. And then you celebrate. All right, he lo kazrikas chisun lekol yisurim shivo alav biyom zeh. This is mamash a vaccination against all the yisurim that a person is going to get during the day. Yodayahu shekol mikra shiikra lo ayom akol hu letovosoi hanitzchis. If you say this properly, then everything that happens to a person, painful, yes, we said, can be painful, can be sad, can be difficult, uncomfortable, and many men can be excruciatingly painful. You surim noraim chas v'chalila. Aval, he knows it's lotavato. That's what this bracha teaches him. If I'm alive, it's because a Kodesh Baruch Hu has something from here. There's a need for me to be here. And it's good for me because otherwise I wouldn't be here because Hashem only does what's good for me. That requires a lot of work. What we just learned now, that's where it crunks down to in the real world, on the playing field. Not in the theory, in the learning field, but in the playing field, when you're out there and life gets tough and you have difficulties and problems. Baruch Hashem, none of us hopefully get to the matzav we just described. We talked about worst case scenario. But even in our day-to-day existence, on our levels, first has to know that whatever's happening, whatever seems to be, well, why did that have to happen? Oi, why is this going on? Oi, what do I have to put over this nudnik? What's this guy? But they are called me a Kodesh Baruch Hu was a call to Tovati. Why? How'd you know that? Because Atam Hashem Rebbe Kirvi. You've got business with me, Hashem. There's a tachlis here for everything that happens. So if you take the first of the Animamins and you take the Tchias HaMeisim, the last of the Animamins, you put those two together, then you come up with a Moedika formula for going through life with a smile on your face. Adarab, kach limdainu rabbeseinu. And it's exactly what Chazal teach us. Lufum tzara agra. Kechol she atzar rav yoise, to the extent that the tzar is bigger, kechol she akushi veyisurim gedoilim yoise, to the extent that the difficulties in the yisurim are greater. First of all, it's a big compliment, very big compliment, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give you any sign that you can't handle. Therefore, if the sign is getting bigger and bigger, it's a big compliment. That's Hashem telling you, I know you can deal with this. The person has a certain sorrow, certain problem. So Hashem's telling him, that's an enormous compliment Hashem's giving you. I know you can handle this. I don't feel I can handle it, but you know that Hashem doesn't give any signs that you can't get. I think the Sasemes says in the David, it says, V'zois ani boteach. What's the zois? He says the zois is the fact that Hashem doesn't give any sign that you can't handle. V'zois ani boteach. That's why I'm boteach, that I can do this. Because V'zois ani boteach, Hashem doesn't give you any sign you can't handle. So if Hashem gives you this Yisurim, He gives you this Yisurim, first of all, it's a massive compliment that you can do it. But second of all, I see kinaita tana tia gedele yaisalam shakulu toiv. The fi the mahalach of lefum tzara agra, the more difficult it gets, the bigger the reward's going to be. They just added on 15 rooms to your palace in Olam Haba, whatever it is that Olam Haba is. Yeah, we're talking about the lefum agra schara, the lefum tzara agra, we're talking about in Olam Haba. We're not talking about down here. We're talking about the real reward. The Gemara says a person who learns Betzah for 5 minutes, they shave, I can't remember what the number is, a massive amount without Tzah. We often think, oh yeah, I've got this problem, that problem, I can't learn. I don't know, but now that you've got problems, open up a safe and start learning, because now with the problems and you're learning, the Tzah's, you know, exponential growth. We understand a little bit now, Mazi. Exponential growth. This corona thing exponentially grows. We understand it now, yeah? It was the Gemara. The Gemara explains that. And in the tsar of that exponential growth, the reward becomes infinite. That a person has to think about and work at all the time. It doesn't happen on its own. Okay. Aval, adai noise levare. We still got another question. Madu be'emes lefum tsar agra. Why have to do it that way? What? Very nice. So now we know. Lefum tsar agra. According to the suffering, that's the reward. Fine, so we accept that. Now when it gets a bit more difficult, we get happy because we're getting more scha and akol b'seder. Aval why? So now you can't really ask why because you can't ask why Hashem does what He does. Aval, as we've done many times here, what Chazal exposes us and allows us to learn, we try and learn. So kadesh shabes ha'ez and nishtamish b'moshel abo. Just to try and crack a little bit, to try and warm ourselves on this piece of hot coal. Bring a marshal. Chayinu ba'olam hazeh mushulim la'odom shebiyodoy moinach tapuach. Person is sitting in this world is marshal to somebody has in his hand a tapuach. Mazeh tapuach, an orange. Shtev shirot omedes lefonov. Lo ichiles atapuach. You can eat the orange. Ulekava b'menu hanor regeis v'cholefes. You can get momentary pleasure and benefit from that orange. Ulechalofin litnazem achiles atapuach. So I think he's talking about a potato here. He's talking about a potato, sorry, tapuach. You can eat the potato. Make some French fries, yeah, or make whatever, and have a nice meal, and very healthy, and very good, and whatever. Or he can hold back from the instant pleasure. He can plant it in the ground. L'chakot ad sheyikriv itzmech ilan shalem. V'kach yeh b'yodeh ma'od tapuchim. Or he can plant it. I don't know if he's talking about an apple, he's talking about a potato. If you take an apple and you put it on the ground, you can eat the apple and plant more apples. I don't know, you just plant the seed, you don't have to plant the whole apple. Potatoes, you have to actually plant the potatoes. So maybe that's a better marshal. But you get the message. You can eat the egg, or you can let the egg hatch into more chickens, and then if the chickens, there's more eggs. So the same with the potato. You can eat the potato, or you can plant it. Vekach yeh b'yodah ma'od tapuchim. He'll have lots and lots of potatoes. V'shuvah medes b'yodah abreira. Then he's got another choice. האם לקחת את הפרקים, לקרוא אותם, להשיג עבורם כסף שהספיק לו הנוח או לפס, he go sell the potatoes and go buy himself something that he always wanted to have a passing pleasure, או לחזור ולנטוע גם עושם בקרקע. You can plant those now in the ground. וכתוב מכך יצמוך אלה אלות רבים של תפוחים וכך, עד אין קיץ. To put it into our language very simply, do you want instant gratification or do you want long-term gratification? A child puts off a long-term benefit for a short-term pleasure. That's what a child does. We know that. We have that child in us sometimes as well. An adult knows how to invest. An adult puts away an instant pleasure for a long-term benefit. That's the way things work in this world. I think everybody understands that. So b'meshech yomos chayenu ane oiskin b'netia, this world is the world where you choose. Are you going to take an instant pleasure and throw away eternal benefit? Or are you going to push off the immediate pleasure and invest? And in return for that, you're going to have eternal pleasure. That's the decision facing us all the time. All the investment that we make for Olam Haba, for the eternal world, meaning that we forego a small pleasure here, because we have hope we'll get much more. That doesn't mean you always have to do that. There's plenty of pleasures in this world that also lead you to Olam Haba. But we know that sometimes you have choices. Not always do you have choices. Sometimes you can have both. We spoke about this yesterday. There's plenty of pleasures in this world that will also bring you to Olam Haba. This world wasn't put here for us to suffer and be miserable and dark and black. But sometimes you have a choice. Do I put aside this pleasure that's facing me now, that I can have instant pleasure now? Or do I not have that and I get a daf yomi shir? Or do I take the money that I would have spent here on an instant gratification and I invest that in something more beneficial? I give it to stock or I upgrade matzitzi. So many decisions are being made where I can push aside a thing that I want and get something much more beneficial or not. There's choices being made in our lives on a day-to-day basis like that. So that's the reason why lufum tzaragra. What's the tzar? The tzar is the foregoing of the instant pleasure for a long-term benefit. In our moshul of the potatoes or whatever, the profit is limited. First of all, you don't know for sure that you're going to get profit. It could be that it'll be a failed crop. There's going to be you thought you were going to get 100 potatoes, but the worms killed 20. So you got 80 potatoes. There was a frost. There's many things that, you know, they don't guarantee the reward, and the reward is guaranteed how big and pleasurable it's going to be. Well, chay netzach is ainu mugbal. Kol shenashkei yoyse harevachim gadolim urmechovim bo'ifin vada lelo gvul. The reward in eternity is eternity. How big's that? How big's eternity? It's eternity. There's no limitation. So the more a person invests, first of all, it's guaranteed because Hashem said so. And second of all, there's ain't limit. You'll tell me, yeah, how many potatoes can a person need? You know, I got 20,000 potatoes, gunog already. In Olam Haba, no. 20,000, 30 million, 50 billion, trillion, as many Ephesim, there's not enough ink in the world to write all the Ephesim of how much reward you get in that world. It's infinite. That's why, by the way, just an aside, there's nothing small in this world. There's nothing ruchnistic that's small in this world. But everything you do in this world, ruchnis, brings schein olam haba. And schein olam haba is netzchi. Netzach netzachim, it's eternity. So how can there be anything small in this world? The smallest thing in this world is ruchnistic. The smallest mitzvah in this world is eternity. That's unbelievable. Fine. So that's how a person has to think. It fits in very well with what we've been saying, that the difficulties I'm going through are shaveh. It's worth it because the scha is for sure worth it. More than this. V'moshel amuv eliyil hada mashkia no regi shel achidas tapuach achad v'yikabel koteitza mikach revem musuyam. Im yashkia pishnayim, yirevach of pishnayim. Personally, dealing with these potatoes, he gets a certain said rivach. He eats one potatoes, he'll get the reward of one potato. He eats two potatoes, he gets the reward of two potatoes, etc., etc. Kol she'adava oiza anu manichim v'oizim k'day la'sois es rotzen Hashem hu godol yoisa v'kashe yoisa harei ashkoga di yoisa v'mavera rivachim godlim la'ein gvul in shil v'zehu kavonos chazal bo'imrim l'fumtza agra. That's l'fumtza agra. Kol she'ashkoga di yoisa, to the extent that the investment is bigger, harevachim gedolim yoisa, the profits are much bigger. And we're talking about bigger rewards in Olam Haba. There's no measurement for that, because that's Olam Haba. So that you have to remember, Ma'od Mod Chashuv, to take this work, to work on it. Remember, every drop of difficulty, every drop of suffering, Baruch Hu counts and he measures it. And the reward for that, is eternal. So, that's the besimcha in the Kinyon HaTorah. Samach b'chelka means I'm samach b'hev, yeah. Besimcha, I'm simcha because I'm anticipating the good that's waiting for me. Because of the lefum tzara agra. Nira ki adai ado kadoinu shebo kaimus efshirut la'anchu levatek v'yochol avu ha'korosh bochu kamo b'doreinu. I've said this many times. People talk about this being a low generation, a small generation, fachin generation, and you know, I mean, in certain aspects you're right. In certain aspects, we won't reach the power and the generation, the being able to generate kedusha like previous generations through the kumvaas. But this generation has given a unique, unbelievably unique nisa to great. That's what he's going to explain now. We can invest in Olam Habaya big time. How? Let's see. Ad lifnei esa o asrim sha, gam yudia shechas v'nechnas abor shtus v'rotzach chas v'lezeik la'anois melo elam, haye dai mugbal. Okay, we'll have to increase to 10, 20. We'll have to move it back to, like, let's say 30, 40. This book came out 20 years ago, so we have to go back a bit further. Don't get stuck in the 10, 20 years. But a Jew, even 20, 30, 30 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, he wanted to go after a Ruach Shtus entered into him. He wanted to go Keneged Rotzen Hashem. It wasn't so easy. He was kind of limited what he could do. He couldn't so easily connect and get involved in the seductions of the world out there. There was a limit to what he could achieve, what he could do. Where are you going to go? You're going to go. People know you. People see you. People. What are you going to do? It wasn't so easy to just go off and do whatever you wanted. Lo kein beyameinu. Today, lechitzat kafto al hamachshev or al hatelefon. This was before drugs became a problem. Nitein litabe lakol hazuhuim varefesh hamut boilam. Today, a person without mamash getting out of bed, you don't have to lift your body. All you have to do is lift a finger, and he can go wherever he wants. He can do whatever he wants, wherever he wants. He has access to the entire sewage tank of the world out there. Everything. Before, it wasn't so simple. Person wanted to do something, it wasn't so posh. How's he do this? Where's he gonna go? Maybe someone see him and get caught. It's embarrassing. People look at him. People today, what's the problem? Like the Gemara says, you know, change your clothing, go somewhere where no one recognizes you. At least I make a chil Hashem. Today, he doesn't have to do anything, he doesn't have to change his clothes, he doesn't have to put on a mask, he doesn't have to go walking around in unpleasant places. He doesn't have to hide himself. Adam Yeshu b'chodra prati b'beis emula masach. He sits in the privacy of his house, in his room, wherever he is, in his dormitory, in the yeshiva, with his little mishnah, wherever he is, a kola oilam in the palm of his hand, literally. V'yomimim b'yomenu akol adam mitmoideh levad mula nisoy. And there's another aspect to the story: is you're on your own. They're not klal nisoyim. They're nisoyim that each yochid v'yochid has. The terrible nisoyim. V'yivasi Yaakov levodo, alone. Rak hu v'akadosh baruch hu yodim ma be'emes oseh. Him and Hashem are the only two that knows what's going on here. לא פעם הייתי ארים את עצמי שבו, מדוחך ושרו בעצמייס, but he finds himself low, he finds himself miserable, he's a bit depressed, whatever, not having a great day. Ashi he do in kol chatos. What does he mean? Just one second. Mududach v'shobah atzvois. Ashi he kiyadu aim kol chatos. Oh, that's the mother of all. When a person's feeling miserable, he's feeling down, he's feeling sad, so somehow that potters him from responsibility. When a person's feeling down, by the Yetzirah, it begins getting a person to feel miserable. Because the minute you're miserable, you say, oh, anyway, who cares? What is it? Ba, 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 ba. And now the Yetzirah has got you. Now I can get you to do whatever you want, because anyway, I'm not worth it. So the biggest benefit of misery is that it potters you from responsibility. ולחיץ את כפתו אחס, הוא יוי להפיג את השמום והרקונות האישית שלו. He's feeling a hole inside of him. He's feeling miserable. There's a hole inside of him where God's supposed to be. But for now, because of his situation, there's a bit of a spiritual void inside of him. And he can fill that spiritual void with whatever the world has to offer him. Going for him, yechalim. You can almost go into the futisah of a mikveh of the entire world out there, the entertainment, culture, the shmutz. I mean, a groin ba'olam v'ein ishla. Nobody knows where he's been. No one will ever know. Before the person wanted to go off the derech, he had to go off the derech. He had to change it, to change his begotten, but live somewhere else. He couldn't hang around. Today, you don't know. Today, you don't know anybody. You don't know anybody. You don't know where he is. You don't know where he's been. You don't know what he's doing. So what's the so you tell me it's a schwach generation, a weak generation, but we know that the Yetzirah is determined according to the godless of the person. This Yetzirah is Noir Vayoyim. Noir Vayoyim. I'll tell you why, because the biggest cure for the Yetzirah is a thing called Busha. Busha, a person's in the throes of a Yetzirah getting to do something terrible, and he's about to do it, and somebody walks into the room. Yeah, or the phone rings, or suddenly what happened to that Yetzirah that was overpowering? It's gone. Because busha is the best cure for Yetzirah. The fear we have for boss of Adam is a real good impetus. That's why you should make sure that you surround yourself with the right people. You're not going to do things when there's people there. And that was always the nisoyin that people had. And to find alone space for a person before to do something wasn't so simple. But the Gemara says, go out of town, change your clothes, go somewhere nobody knows you. No, that requires a whole, by the time you get there, the Yetzirah is already done, because if you do the Yetzirah, it weakens. But yeah, first of all, there's no delay because it's instant. Number two, there's nobody there. So there's no magen against the Yetzirah. There's no busha because there's nobody there. And you tell me this is a weak generation? You're not a Noyedi Kenisoi. Noyedi Kenisoi. Very difficult. A very big generation that Hashem's brought such a man. There never was any sign like this in the history of Israel. You don't have to leave town. You don't have to give up your yard. Tomorrow morning you can be back in the yeshiva, steiging away. Gosh, you can be wearing your two button frock and giving shir tomorrow morning. Who would it? No one would know. No one. This is between you and Hashem. Well, that's a Moedi Kenisoi. There's no busha here. Ah, person on a high enough level that he's got busha from Hashem. Good. That's where we're trying to get to. But what do you do in the meantime? So you see, therefore, you see that somebody who is Namoid, but this we'll see, Metz Hashem will carry on tomorrow. Somebody is Namoid ben Yisoyin Kazeh, the reward is moedik, unbelievably massive. And he didn't have to do anything. He just had to withhold from doing anything. You create Kedusha in two ways. You create Kedusha like the sun creates Kedusha. The sun is a marshal. The sun has its own energy. It generates its own energy. And it pumps out an enormous amount of energy. That was the previous generations. You want to be like Rabbi Kiva Eger. You want to be like the Beis Yosef. You're going to have to do what the Beis Yosef did. Not hard. You just have to do what the Beis Yosef did. What did he do? What he did wasn't so simple. But, you know, lock yourself in a room for 50, 60 years and do nothing other than learn Daven and make sure you have the right rabbis and offer. So maybe you also become a Beis Yosef. It also become a Rebbe Kiva Eger. You do what they did. Besides, I was a Maot Kashet to generate Kedusha like that. Today, we can't create that Kedusha. That's not a Tachlis. That's not to create the Kedusha like that. Today, the Tachlis is to create the Kedusha by saying no. Our grandparents didn't have such a big nisoyin with the goyim. Go back to before the First World War. It started really after the First World War, but pre-First World War. People didn't have a nisoyin with a goyim. Well, you wanted to be like a goy? Who wanted to be like a goy? There was no assimilation because there was no impetus for assimilation. It was why we were going to be like the goy. There was nothing to go off him. There was nothing to talk to. You got up in the morning, you knew that if you wanted to do all today, you have to do instant gratification for a benefit, a much bigger benefit that creates enormous kedusha. The being surrounded by all this, all these nisoinis, all the seductions, and saying no to it, not pushing the button. That generates an enormous amount of kedusha, because that's what kedusha is. Kedusha is separation. You separate yourself from the tumah. That's enormous. I'm not so sure we'll carry on it tomorrow. We'll see how that functions tomorrow. But that a person has to know that the nisoin is a big nisoin, and that's the compliment again. If Hashem's given us such a big nisoin, that means he thinks we're very big, and that he expects us to be big like that. Not in the way that the previous generations were big, in a way that no one else has ever had an opportunity to be great. That's the uniqueness of this generation. And through that holding back, that understanding, lefum agra schara, there a person generates unbelievable amounts of kedusha. Metz Hashem, we'll do chazor on this, you'll internalize it, we'll take it forward, and Metz Hashem will meet tomorrow, and we'll go fight her.
Bye, Rabbi. Call two.
Be blessed. Thank you, Rav Shah. Take good care.
Thank you.